Today's daf is Brachas, daf Mem Dalad, and we continue Mem Gimel Amud Beis with the six items, or more than six items, that are said about a Talmud Chacham. Just scheduling note, Sunday's daf will be given Motzi Shabbos. Motzi Shabbos, and then Bez Hashem, Monday, won't be at that. I'll see if there's any time. I know Monday wasn't given last cycle either, because every Monday was a Shabbos last cycle. So if I'm going to really try to get up Monday's daf at some point on Sunday on Erev Yantif, I will try my best at some point, because I don't want to miss any dafim up online. And after that, Beth Hashem will continue on Tzom Gedalia. Beth Hashem on Wednesday, we'll figure out a time, whether we'll do it in the morning or at night, because got to figure out with Slichas. Okay, but at least Sunday will be on Motzi Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. Last skinny line on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Al Yetzik, now each of the six or seven things we're going to talk about a little more in detail. Al Yetzik, Shumavusam Lashuk, Amar Rabbi Abba Breit, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'makam Shachashud Den Al Mishkav Zachar, when is a Talmud Chacham not allowed to go out with very strong, heavy cologne, perfume, only in a makam where this he might be chashed on Mishkav Zachar, because that's the type of people that wear such strong perfume and cologne. Amar Rav Sheshes Lo Amar Ela Bebigdo. This is only if he puts the scent on his clothing. Avo Begufo Zeya Ma'avrele. But if he's just wearing a very strong deodorant, so people assume, you know, he just wants to get rid of his body odor that might not smell so good. But Lav Dafka, that it'll be for Mishkav Zachar. Amar Rav Papa Visaro Kebigdo Dami. V'yami La Kegufo Dami. Machlok is about the hair, whether the hair specifically giving us a nice aroma to the hair, is that like goof or is that like begging? Next, Valyeti Yechidi Balayla Mishum Chshada. And you shouldn't go out alone at night. We shouldn't have a Talmud Chacham poking around, walking around at night by himself because of the Chshada. What is he doing? Chshad Shel Znus, Rashi says. V'lo Amar Nelo Tila Kovi Ele Idne. And this is only where he doesn't have a set schedule to go, to give a shiur, to learn with somebody. Av Kovi Ele Idne. But if he has a certain, he goes to the Beis Medrash every night at this time. Made the idea. Everybody knows Dila Idne Kazel. He's going to what he normally does, and therefore no problem. Valyeti Bimin. And he shouldn't go out with shoes with patches on them, worn out, patched up shoes. It's a gnai for a Talmud Chacham to go out with these patched up shoes. People are going to look at him and think of him, oh, look at these shoes that he's wearing. Says the Gemara, Eini, Vari Bichia Baraba Nafik. He went out with them. Amar Amar Zutra, Breder of Nachman, Bitaloi Agabi Taloi. The only problem is when they're patches upon patches, meaning they're totally patched up, ripped, worn out with holes. But Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba went out only with one patch. Below Amar Ela Bipansa, and this is only where the top part of the shoe has patches. Avo Begilda, but the bottom part where nobody sees, less than ba. That's not a problem. Ubipansa, even on the top part, lo Amar Ela Ba'urcha. It's only when he goes out on the road and everybody can see him. Avo Bebesa, less than ba. If he has patches upon patches on his slippers that he only wears at home, then that's okay. Because again, the issue is how people are going to hold Talmid Chachamim. And they have to, people at the Talmid Chacham have to look appropriate, L'kavod HaTorah. V'lo Amar Ela B'Mos HaChama, and also this is only in the summer, where your shoes aren't covered in mud, Ali B'Mos HaKshamim Les Lanba, but during the rainy season when nobody sees your shoes anyway, so also it's fine. Good, next one. V'yisaper Emisha Bashuk, Amar Rav Chisda V'afilu Hi Ishto, even one's wife. Even a primary relative, in a context where people won't know who you're talking to. The message of the halacha is that there has to be a certain level of tznius. And if it's in a context where it is okay and fine sanua to talk to one's wife in public, then it's fine. It's fine. It's not that wouldn't be a problem. It's only in a context where people are not going to be baki and bikrovosav, and people are going to wonder who is this person talking to. But if it's in a context in a society where people talk to their wives in public, so then lachore, it wouldn't be a problem. V'yaseh b'chabur shel amei ha'aretz. Person shouldn't sit around with amei ha'aretz. My time, demasi lemshuchei basrayu. You might be pulled on them. Right? Well, if I have a chevra of amei ha'aretz, so then I might be pulled. Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Ayin, in the halachas of who I'm supposed to have a meal with, says the Shulchan Aruch. Nikiyei hadas shebe Yerushalayim. Lo hayu mesubin ela imkein yodin mimesev imahen. Based on Gemara and Maseches Sanhedrin as well, they wouldn't sit at a meal unless they knew who was going to be eating with them. Mipnei genayu l'tamar chacham shal yishiv eitzal ama aris besuda. Like our Gemara says, a genayu for a tamar chacham. Says the Bir Halacha that ain't olam nisarim bazeh klal. Nobody's mocking about this. Everybody goes to sit with anybody. You go to a wedding, you sit with whoever you're seated with. Right? So what is the, what's the message? Says the Bir Halacha, v'nir alisha filu l'didei, im yocho lios toeles, b'masha tamar chacham meisiv shama. If the Talmud Chacham could be mashpia a little bit on the chevra around, kagol mashenogin bezmanenu chabura shemachnisei orchim osho gemilas chasada v'chadome, you could invite somebody over who doesn't know much. Person could invite an am haaretz, whoever that may be. We'll have to see in the next parak what's the definition of an am haaretz. Shows in suda bezman amiuchav lahem umimashat Talmud Chacham yeaz beineiem yischazeka yidei zeh adavar Yosef v'Yoser ein shum chash bedavar v'yad rabba. So he says, it's not a problem if you're talking to try to be mashpia. It's only usher if he goes bechaburasam. It's there's a mix. If there are lamdanim, if there are good God-fearing Jews, and there happen to be others as well at the meal, that also l'chora says the Bir Halacha that would not be a problem because it's all about the context, and if the context is that a Talmud Chacham can be mashpia, the Talmud Chacham has who to be mischazik with, so then it would be okay. So that is the halacha there in Simen Kuf Ayin. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, V'yal Yikarni Sachrona LeBeis HaMedrash, he shouldn't be the last one into shul. Mishum Dekari Le Posheya, or on the side, the Girsa of the Marshal is Otzel. Shouldn't be the last one into shul. V'yesh Omrim, Af Lo Yapsiya Psiya Gasa. You shouldn't take big steps, haughty steps. The Amar Mar, Psiya Gasa, no teles, achas vitof kuf mimare enav shel adam. Psiya Gasa, taking big steps when one is not running to do a mitzvah, then takes 1/500th of one sight. My takante, how does it come back? Lahaje b'kiddush de beis shimshi. Comes back from Kiddush. Somebody drinks from Kiddush wine, Rashi says, balayla. The Friday night Kiddush wine, it's good for your vision. Right, there's the other Gemara, the other Chazals. What about putting some of the Havdalah wine in one's eyes? It's not in the Gemara here, but it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes it in terms of he doesn't quote the pockets. Quotes the eyes. But again, that's where the minhag developed. The pockets come from the fact what we say in Amavdil. Zareinu v'chaspenu yabrei kachol. So the Grud didn't like that Girsa. The Grud changes. Everybody downing for Kaspein? Okay, Sprach will take care of us. Zareinu v'zchu yoseinu yar bekachol. That's what the Vilna Gaon changed it to. Okay. But continue. V'al yali b'kom ezekufa. Person shouldn't go with an upright posture. Do amar mar ha-mahali b'kom ezekufa. Afila arba amos. Even just 4 amos. Kilu doche gragli ashchina. The more room I take for myself, the less room there is for God. Tichsiv, Malay, Kalaris, Kvado. Hashem is there. I take up more space than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mistalik. So that's why a person should always have a certain type of posture. Not I'm the best, I'm the greatest, but you know, walking in a normal way. Good, last daf, second last Mishnah in the Parak. This is the Mishnah of Iker V'Tafel, right here. We had this quoted earlier in the Parak. Hevila fun of Maliach Tchila. Upasimo, somebody has brought maliach. Something very salty. We'll have to see what that something is. Something very salty, and the bread is brought in order to counter the saltiness of the salty substance. So the pas is tafel. Mevarech ala maliach upoter es hapas. You can make a bracha on the salty item and just pat to the bread. Shapas tfeil alo, because the bread is tafel. Bread is tafel, so even bread can be tafel. The Magen Avraham says in this case you wouldn't even say make netilas yadayim. Because the bread is tafel, does not get a bracha. Zehaklal, this is the rule. Kol shehu ikar v'imo tfeila, whatever is ikar and it has a tafel, mavarech al ikar, upoter es hatfeila. Wonderful. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, every zehaklal in a Mishnah, the Gemara always says, zehaklal lasuye mai, what's it including? And for some reason our Gemara doesn't do it. So I feel the need to mention what this Zeaklal is including. What's the Zeaklal? This is the rule. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, you might have thought that when do we say Iker v'Tafel and you make the brach on the Iker and it works even for the Tafel, only an example like our Mishnah gives. Because the brach on Maliach, let's say it's salty fish, is Shahakol. So really Shahakol could work We paskin for bread and wine. So you might have thought Iker and Tafel is only where the bracha on the Iker kind of works b'dieved for the Tafel. But if it's a totally different bracha, let's say the Iker is a ha'etz and the Tafel is a adama, where the eitz is not shaykh to the adama, there it doesn't work. Ze'aka kamash balan, even that's included. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Hosaf on the Mishnah. Denaka delo neima de dafka maliach de berchasa shahako, de shayach gamkin alapas, avo ba'al mehecha de berchazeker lo shaykh latafel, you wouldn't say that, kamash balan. What's the halamina of Rabbi Kiva Eger? What's the maskana of Rabbi Kiva Eger? Why would I have thought it's limited? Kamash malan not. So this relates to the sugya in the question of the achronim when it comes to ikar v'tafel, and that is, why is it? What's the lumdis? That you make a bracha on the, I make the bracha on the cereal and the milk doesn't get a bracha. I make a bracha on something ikar, I make the bracha on the chicken and the vegetables. Chicken and vegetables don't get a bracha. Why is that? So they're two very different understandings. Do I say that the tafel needs a bracha? It needs a bracha. But the bracha of the Iker functions as the bracha on the Tafel also. That's the chiddush of Iker v'Tafel. Or do I say no? Once something is defined as Tafel, it does not need a bracha. That's the chiddush. Chazal were only misakein brachas for foods and Iker foods. The second that something is defined as a Tafel, Chazal never instituted brachas for Tafel. The Tafel does not need a bracha. So some suggest maybe that's the Havamina of the Maskana of Rabbi Kiva Eger. I might have thought that the bracha on the Yikon only works on the Tafel, if it's a bracha that really could work for it, b'dieved. That's the Havamina, and that's why you would have thought only the bracha that's appropriate for it. Kamashmalan doesn't make a difference. Kamashmalan, you can use a bracha that's totally inappropriate for the Tafel. Why? Because the Tafel doesn't need a bracha. And that's why that's the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Havamina of the Maskana. Okay, this comes up with a number of topics and nafkaminas. We mentioned already in the sugya of Shahakol, the Marachar Zaruah, and it's quoted in the Beis Yosef. What happens if there's a case, the case of the Marachar Zaruah was, somebody would eat a couple of seeds before, as tafel, before they get to the Iker. They eat the tafel before the Iker. So what do you do in that case? So the Marachar Zaruah says, you gotta make a Shahakol on the tafel. The lumdus being, even though this food is a tafel, but you're still getting hana. The hana is like, you have to make a shahako. But the assumption, the given, is that the tafel per se shouldn't get a bracha. Is that really true? The tafel shouldn't get a bracha? What do you mean it shouldn't get a bracha? Why can't, you're eating it now. You're eating it before you eat the ikker. So they say it's based on this issue. If you say the bracha on the ikker functions as the bracha on the tafel, then it's very hard to say that the bracha that I'm going to make in 5 minutes from now is going to work for the tafel that I'm eating now. But if you say the other way, that no, the bracha on the, once something is defined as tafel, doesn't need a bracha, then fine. This is a tafel. Even though I'm only going to eat the ikar in 5 minutes, it could be that this tafel does not require a bracha before I eat it because it is defined as tafel. Right? That is the discussion. What happens in Machlokas right here between the Rashba and the Ritva? What if I eat something as a tafel and then I eat it as an ikar? Let's say I have chicken and vegetables and I assume that the chicken is the ikar and then I make a bracha shahakol on the chicken. And then I don't make a bracha on the vegetables. And then a vegetable dish comes out, the same vegetable. And then I eat that as an ikar. Does that require a bracha? Machlokas, Rashba and the Ritva right here. The Rashba says that, no. The Rashba says, the Rashba actually quotes as a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. But either way, what's the lumdus? So beautiful. If you say the bracha on the ikar works as a bracha on the tafel also, then once you eat this as an ikar now, but it doesn't get a new bracha because you already made a bracha on it when it was functioning as tafel. So now it's an ikar, but it's the same food. But if you say no, it doesn't require a bracha, then mamele you have to make a new bracha on the ikar because the earlier tafel did not get a bracha. Okay, there's a couple of issues. We'll just mention it now. There is a Yerushalmi Yemsachim that tries to relate the ikar v'tafel to birchas hamitzvos. Right, remember that the end of Maseches Pesachim, make a bracha on the Pesach, you patur on the Chagiga, right? The last daf in Maseches Pesachim, the Yerushalmi discusses, puts it into the context of Ikar v'Tafel. So the Achronim say, interestingly, if you say Ikar v'Tafel means the Tafel doesn't require a bracha, that lechora shouldn't apply to brachas and mitzvahs. Every mitzvah needs a bracha. Even if it's a Tafel. Even if it's the Chagiga that goes along with the Pesach. But if you say the bracha on the Ikar works and the bracha on the Tafel, then maybe in a Chinami. Okay, there's a lot, there's more. What happens, last one to mention, what happens if, we're not going to have an Ian Shear next week, so I got to mention it now. What happens if there is the bracha on the Iker does it apply to bracha achrona? Let's say you have an ikker that's a hadama, and you have olives as a tafel. Do you say a bar nefashas or an al ha'etz? If the bracha achrona of the tafel is more chashuv than the bracha achrona on the ikker. So again, it relates to, do I have to relate to the tafel in terms of brachas, or does it not require? Okay, either way, that's a very important issue.
What's considered a tafel? Is every side dish that you want
to play? No, no, every a side dish, if you didn't wash?
Didn't wash.
You didn't wash. A side dish is not a tafel. It's only if it's eaten together. Every side dish in its own bowl is a separate food, and it's ikker.
Even if you're putting it in your plate together.
Even if you need to put it in your plate together. Look, all right, it's a separate thing. If I have one stew of chicken and vegetables, that's what I was talking about. But if you have
meatballs and spaghetti, and your wife puts some meatballs here.
Meatballs here and spaghetti there. Look, spaghetti and meatballs are two foods that are eaten together. Two foods eaten together. Right, if somebody has a lasagna that's made together, that's more of an issue. I think most people would say you're eating that for both anyway, so you might make two brachas. But again, maybe not. There is some flexibility in terms of ilchos brachos, in terms of what my kavana is. What my kavana is. Right? If I'm eating, with the example we gave yesterday and the day before, if I'm eating an ice cream cone because I want to eat the cone also, then I'd make a bracha on both. Even though many poskim say, you're just eating the ice cream cone as a holder, so you wouldn't. But a lot of it's solen kavana. You could have the same food being eaten by two different people, and what if one person is eating the chicken and vegetables because they like the vegetables, and they happen to eat the chicken too, and with the vice versa, they make different brachos. So sometimes it's totally on the person, but it depends. It depends on your kavana. It might depend on your kavana, but if it's made separately and you're just putting it together on your plate, lechora, each one gets its own bracha.
Let's say something going back to the case here with bread. If you have bread croutons, which you put in.
Right. So we mentioned. So lechora, if it's first of all, if it's bread croutons and it looks like bread, I know my kids eat soup because they want to eat the croutons. Right, so it depends on the case, but if it's just a couple of, let's say not bread croutons, not getting into hamotzi issues, but let's say it's other types of croutons. Right, the case of the Mishnah is bread. Even bread can be tough, but there it's bread purely to counteract the salty taste of the salty item. That's why you need the bread. It's not to enhance. Right, croutons are to enhance. Right, so that's why it's different than this case, which is just purely to counter. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, "Umi ikamidi d'havi amachliach ikar pas tefela." Do you ever have such a case that bread can be tafel? So yeah, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Acha bereder of avira, Amar Rav Ashi bochli peros ginosar shanu." Yeah, when you have very sweet peros of ginosar, which is the fruits around Tveria, very sweet fruit. So there is a machlokas here. Tosfos and the Ritva, what exactly is the Rashi, what is the case that is being discussed here? So Rashi says, Peres Ginosar, they are Peres Eretz Yesh Yav Kinerach Chashuvim and Apas, they are more Chashuv than Pas. So Pashas, what would you say? How many levels of food are there? There's fruit and there's bread. So you might have just said the Peres Ginosar, maybe you have some type of salty aftertaste, and therefore you need the bread to counteract. Tosfos adds in another step. Tosfos says, you have fruit, you have salty, and you have bread. Tosfos is saying, Peres Ginosar are always sweet, so you can't say that to the Maliach. So Tosfos says on top, Shaha Maliach Iker. The Maliach is Iker. Shehu ba lahashiv alev, shenechlash bebrei betikos haperis. The fruit are so sweet, they're like, oh my gosh, this is so sweet. So you need the salty item to counteract the fruity sweet taste. And then you need the bread to counteract the salty taste. So that's why you only make the bracha on the maliach and not on the bread. What's the obvious shaila? Even the maliach is tafel in that case. That's Tosfos shaila. But again, why did Tosfos say this? Maybe because he can't fathom peros ginosar are salty. Tosfos says, v'im tomar peros avi ikar, umaliach tafel. And then you have two tafels. V'livrach ala peros v'lifta al kulu. So Tosfos gives two ideas. Maybe the fruit, he didn't eat the fruit in the same place. Interesting. He didn't eat the fruit in the same place. Or inami, b'shosh achal ginosar, lohaya shamadayin maliach upasta, lohaya yodeya, shiach lashlibu machpas amatikus. Not in the same place or not in my mind? Not in my mind. I didn't realize I was going to need this. So two different days in Tosfos, one about placement and one about das in terms of hilchos brachos. Yeah.
Maliach is another salty food, or it's salt?
According, it sounds like a salty food. Doesn't that sound like it's salt? You wouldn't make a bracha on salt. Right. Right. Maliach, not melach, it's maliach. Something salty, not salt itself. Okay, it's a different day is exactly what the case is. But Spersky knows us. So Amar Abba Rabbi Chana, let's talk a little bit about how amazing these fruit were. When I used to walk behind Rabbi Yochanan to eat these amazing fruit, and we used to carry his fruit with him, for him, for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan used to eat a lot of fruit. We've had a lot about Rabbi Yochanan. He had a shining arm, right? That was in the first parak. He also was very large, so he said Kriyashma lying down on his side. Right? He also had very long eyebrows, right? And that's why he used to sit at the mikveh and not be worried about seeing the women. That's what the Bach said on Daf Chaf. So he already spoke about a lot about the physical makeup of Rabbi Yochanan. But here's some of his diet. When he used to eat Peres Ginosar, Ki Avina Be'meya, when we were 100 people, Man Ketina Le, L'Kolech Chad V'Chad Asar Asara, we each carried 10 fruit. Right, it's a lot of fruit. Ki Avina Be'asar, when we were 10, Man Ketina Le, Kolech Chad V'Chad Me'a V'Meya, we each had 100. So either way, we didn't lower the amount. V'Chol Me'a Minayu, and each one of, V'Chol Me'a Minayu, Havimachzik Lehu, Son of Bartlasa Savi. We each had a basket with three Savi, with three, it's a lot of fruit. Va'achalahu l'kulhu, it says on the side, he ate all of them. And after he ate all of them, Mishtava, he swore, Zlotam Ziyuna, that he hadn't eaten anything, meaning he would still love more. He hadn't eaten any food. Ziyuna Slakadaita, food? He ate food. Elamim Mazona, he wasn't satiated. He wasn't sustained by it, meaning that they were so delicious that he wanted more. Rabbi Avohu Achil Ad Dahavi Sharak Le Dudva Me'apute. He used to eat so much until a fly would slip off his forehead. His forehead became so slick from the all the fruit that he was eating. Rav Ami Ravasi Avi Achli Ad Dinatur Mazayu. They used to eat until the hair used to fall out. I mean, exaggerations and just they used to eat so much. Rav Shimon Malakish Avi Achal Ad Demarid. Rav Shimon Malakish Rav Shlakish used to eat until he went crazy, until he lost his mind. It was so sweet and delicious. V'yamaluhu Rabbi Yochanan l'dibei nasiya. Rabbi Yochanan, his brother-in-law, used to have to take care of him. He used to tell the nasi, v'yamishadele the Rabbi Yehuda nasiya ba'alushe abasre. He used to send strong men to take Reish Lakish home. He wanted to make sure that he got home safely. V'yamaisi le l'beise. Good. V'yazer avdimi, Amar, Yerachas, ha'isle l'yanei ha-melech, b'har ha-melech. Yanei had a one city in har ha-melech. Discussion, where is Haramelech? Shoye motziya mimena shishim ribo saf le tirias. Lakotas etainim be Erev Shabbos le Erev Shabbos. Every week, they used to bring 600,000 baskets of little cut fish to the people who used to cut down the figs, because it was just so how huge the orchards were. Still talking about the goblets of the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Say how huge these orchards were. That's how much, that used to be the lunch food for all the workers in the field. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, Ilan Echad Hoylo Liane Amelech Bahar Amelech, Shahayu Moridin Mimenu, there was one tree, they used to take down from it, our Ba'im Sa'ah Gozlos, 40 Sa'ah of little chicks, Mishalos Brechos, from three different coops, Bachodesh. That's how many, that's how big the trees were, and that's how many, how big the branches were that the chickens, the birds could find refuge and shelter there. Kiyasa Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Irachas Haizu Beret Yisrael, Vegufnis Shema. Shahayu bashmonim zugos achim koanim nisuam lashmonim zugos achis koanos. There were 80 pairs of brothers married to 80 pairs of sisters. And they were all koanim. Why koanim? So Marsha says they were being shomer on the yichus of kahuna. They married within the kohanic lineage. Rav Avadia has a tshuva. Also, he discusses in mitzvah shir and Parshas Emor about is there any lachadchila for a koan to marry a bas koan? Or vice versa. And we discussed that, and he says, yeah. He says, yeah, lechadchila. But he says, obviously, first and foremost are midas tovos. And if it's the right person, don't marry somebody less because they are not a kohen. But either way, here it says here, 80 brothers, there's no problem for a brother to marry, two brothers to marry two sisters. Ubatku rabbanan misura v'yad naharda. And the rabbanan checked. And they didn't find anybody in Chutz La'aretz that did this. We serve on our da. Bar mi bansi the Rav Chizda, except Rav Chizda's daughters. Davin Esivan, Lerami Bar Chama, Ulumar Ukva Bar Chama. Except one, Rav Chizda's daughters married brothers. The Alvagab de Inu Havi Kahanta, even though the ones in Gufnis were Kahanim, Inu Lo Havi Kahani. These weren't Kahanim. Okay, so you read this Gemara, you're like, okay, let's move on. But this Gemara is extremely important. Why? Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. In the Tzavah of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, one of the items listed there is that two brothers should not marry two sisters. This is one of the halachas that the Noda Yehuda gets excited about. The Noda Yehuda, we mentioned this many times. Noda Yehuda was always good to review. Evan Ezer, Simon Ayin Tess. The question that was asked of the Noda Yehuda by one of his Talmidim was, I'm going out, a girl was going out with a guy, and the guy's name was the same name as the girl's father. I know Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says in his Tzavah that it's not a good idea. Rabbi Yehuda has two parts to the tshuva. So first of all, he says, whenever you have one of the Bali HaMasora that says something against something it says in the Gemara, then you have one of two choices, because you can't argue on the Gemara. So either you could say he wasn't one of the Bali HaMasora, or you could say, really, he didn't mean to say it as halacha, he was just saying it for a specific, limited context. So I'd rather not say that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, one of the Bali HaTosfos, wasn't one of the Bali HaMasora. So that's the other choice. The other choice says that Rabbi Yehuda is that he didn't say it for Klal Yisrael. Maybe Baruch Kadsho, he saw that the Zivugim in his family wouldn't be Ola Yafa if all of these halachas weren't followed. And what's in there? It's all about cutting your nails and your toenails and your fingernails the same day, and marrying somebody with the same name, the father-in-law, the son-in-law, and two brothers marrying two sisters. He says it's against the Gemara in Brachos. How can he say that? So this is one of the examples that he gave. So it must be that he only wrote it for his family. That's the first half. Then the second half of the tshuva we've used in Parsha Shirim and other Shirim, and he says, I don't know why people keep asking me these things about Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. They don't ask me that, oh, he doesn't have midas tovo, should I go out with him? Right? They only ask me the father-in-law and the son-in-law have the same name. What's the ikker? What do you look for in a zivug? What do you look for in a shidduch? Says another Yehuda. And he gets very upset. Very upset. Why? He says, V'tamani an rova olam. Shalil says, bitam la'am ha'aretz. Who pashed that slav? No problem. V'in choshesh li'imana. V'u negative chazal. V'u l'schatin him serve a mirabana. But to marry a big tamar chacham. Sheshmo kishmo heim sholim. That they ask. He says, we have to get our priorities straight. That's number one. Number two, as a Hosefa, that we mentioned before, but I never mentioned this. The Ben Yoyada right here says, why were they checking? So they found this town, 80 pairs, and they were checking in Misur Banarda. Says the Ben Yoyada, maybe they were worried about the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Maybe they were checking. You know, is this really a good thing? They said they found this. They said, maybe it's only the Schus of Eretz Yisrael that protects them. And maybe in Chutzlars, that's what they dafka check Misur Banarda. And they didn't find anybody, but they found Rav Chisda and his daughters. So they still left it up in the air, says the Ben Yehoyada. But that's why they checked. Why else would they be checking for? So that's why they checked. Okay. We continue. By the way, what would be an issue about two brothers marrying two sisters? So he doesn't give reasons in his Sava for his items. So most of them, we don't know the reasons. But it could be, as someone in the Akronim suggests, one of the reasons could be Bitul Mitzvah Yibum. Because let's say one of the brothers died, the other brother can't do Yibam. Where do we ever have such a thing? The Gemara in Yavamis that says you should marry your niece, it says you should marry your daughter's son. Right? But I, Tosfos, some Rishonim say, oh, Abdafka, your daughter's also your brother's son. Tosfos Yishonim, right there in Yavamis, and Daf Samach Bey says, but not your brother's son, because then you're being Mevatel Mitzvah Yibam if it ever comes up. Unbelievable. I have to worry about that now? But that's the review of Tosfos Yishonim. So maybe that might be behind this two brothers marrying two sisters. But either way, Me'ikra din is mutter. Bigger than its mutter, like the Gemara says here. Okay, finishing up. Amar Rav. Kol Seuda. She'ein ba melach, ein a Seuda. No salt, no meal. Amar Rav Chiyah bar Abba, we discussed at length earlier in the Masechta about the importance of having salt on the table. Amar Rav Chiyah bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol Seuda, she'ein ba sharif, ein a Seuda. Anything without a sharif. What's a sharif? On the side it says, she'meifik as a machol, she'bemeayim, and somehow helps the food get soft. Other Rishonim say it means some type of soup. And it's something that the Rashi says, Tavshol Lach, Sheish Bo Marak, some type of soup. Because Sharif means to drink. Okay, that's not a Suda. You got to have something liquidy at the Suda. Vayit your last Mishnah. Achal Anav Evitein Evrimonim. Now we spoke a lot about Brachas. Now we're talking about Bracha Achrona. Right? What is the sixth Perek in Brachas? Is Berachas Hananin? And then we get into Bracha Achrona right now. This is a segue, a lead into the next Perek, which is benching. Shlosh HaShachlu, starting Be'ez Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Achol Anav Mitein Evrimonim, Mavarech Achreim Shalosh Brachas Ziv Rabbi Gamliel. Remember the sheet that we had it already. Rabbi Gamliel says, on Shivas Haminim, you bench. You have to bench on pomegranates, according to Rabbi Gamliel. V'chachamim Omrim, no, Bracha Achas. One Bracha. We'll see what that means. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilo achal shelef umezono, mavarech alav gimel brachas. Even if somebody eats a cooked vegetable, if that's his meal, then he benches. Tosfos says, didn't we have that whole story earlier in the parak where Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Akiva to bench? Rabbi Akiva's like, okay, and he quickly said an ala michya instead of benching. So what do you mean? Rabbi Akiva here says he got a bench. It must be over there. He didn't eat it as a meal. It must be over there. He just ate it as a snack. That's what you have to say. Hashosem ayim letzma'o. If somebody drinks water because they're thirsty, mevarech shakol ni'ebed varo. Rabbi Tarfon omer borei nefashos rabbas vechesronan. Pretty amazing. Rabbi Tarfon says he say borei nefashos as a bracha rishona on water. Right? We don't pasken that way, obviously. Says the Gemara, why does Rav Gamliel say you have to bench on the Shiva Saminim? Tichsiv eretz chita v'sa'ora v'chulu. Vixiv eretz ashalob v'miskinis tochav alechem v'chulu. Vixiv yachad v'svad v'erachlas v'shem alakecha. Everything's mentioned there at the beginning of Akev. You have the Shiva Saminim, and you have bread, and you have benching. So benching is going back onto the Shiva Saminim too. V'rabban on eretz, hifsuka inya. No, there's a separate word eretz that's mafsik. And therefore, only bread is going with the chalav v'savata. For Rabbi Gamliel, nami eretz hipsiko inyan. Aye, what does Rabbi Gamliel do with that extra eretz? Homi boile lemeute. He says yes, something is excluded, but only one thing. Lemeute akoseis is achita, like we had earlier in the parak. If you eat raw wheat, you make hadama. That's what's excluded, and you don't have to bench on that. But regular wheat and any of the other shivas aminim, you have to bench. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Chanina, kol shumi chameishas aminim, bitchila mevarech ala b'rei b'nei mezonos, you make a mezonos, l'basav b'varecha achas mein shalosh, you make one bracha mein shalosh. What does that mean? A summary. We had earlier, we had in the Masechta, mein shmona esrei. Mein shmona esrei is when you have a shortened shmona esrei. What does that mean? The beginning and the end of every bracha, or havinenu, where you have a separate phrase that alludes to every bracha. So too, bracha mein shalosh is a summary of benching. Amar Mar Mari, Amar Shiva Levi, Koshim Shiva Saminim Bitkilim Varak Bar Pura 8, Ula Basar Bracha Akas Main Shalosh. If it's Mishiva Saminim and it's a fruit, Ha 8 and Bracha Akas Main Shalosh. Amar Abayler of Dimi, Maini Bracha Akas Main Shalosh, what is it? Amar Le, here we go. Ah, Peri Hadda 8. On fruit, Ala 8 Valpria 8. Gatunuva, Zasadi, Valar Skandot, Tavar Chava. That's right, that's you thank God for Eretz Yisrael. Shenchato avosinu lechav bebriyav lesvam mituvah. Rachim Hashem alkeinu ayisol amecha vayishlam yirech aval mikdashach aval mizbachecha. Pretty similar. V'tivne Yerushalayim erkachecha b'mher v'yamein aval enes achav zamcheinu ba or b'vinyana ki atah Hashem tov u'meitiv lakol. That's what you say on fruit. The chameishas aminim ala mechi v'ala kalkol v'atunu v'asasadeh v'chulu v'choseim ala ares v'ala mechya. Fine. So now the Gemara says michtam b'bay chasim. What? How do you end? On fruit, what's the issue? Ki yaser avdimi amar rav, chasim b'rosh chodesh, b'rach mekadesh yisrael b'roshei chadashim. Hachamai. Meaning what? The issue is a gemara that's going to come up a little later. You're never allowed to have two different themes in your chasima. So how do you have two, ala ares v'ala peiros, two different themes? So what is it? So, Rav Chista amar ala ares v'ala peiroseha. Rav Chista says, you say that. Rav Yochan amar ala ares v'ala peiros. Rav Yochan says, ala peiros, not on peiroseha. So interestingly, Rabbi Yochanan, who's from Eretz Yisrael, says ala peiros, and Rav Chista, who's not from Eretz Yisrael, says al peiroseha. Amar Rav Abra, v'lo pligi halon v'halahu. He says, well, one's Eretz Yisrael, one's Bavel. Mazal Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Inu Achli Vanan Mevarchinan, we say the bracha that's connected to Eretz Yisrael. More? So Ela Eifach, so switch it. So switch it. Rav Chista Amar Al-Arist Al-Peiros, Rav Yochan Amar Al-Arist Al-Peiroseha. And that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Chavches, in Simen Kuf Chavches, that one is supposed to make, if one has fruit of Eretz Yisrael, Al-Ha, right, Al-Peiroseha. Not in Shulchan Aruch is about wine. So the Poskim, the Minog, the Piskei Tshuva's quotes that the Minog says one, if one has wine from Eretz Yisrael, the same thing. Minog Eretz Yisrael lachtom gamal ayayin me'in ve'Eretz Yisrael al aretz al pri gafna. That's what the Minog is. Svardim have the Minog even by Mizonos al haaretz v'al michyasa. That is what is quoted here in the Piskei Tshuva. It's quoted from the Halachas Ketanos and the Birkei Yosef. So again, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reishches, not called Reishches, Simen Reishches, the Shulchan Aruch only quotes it by fruit. Only quoted by fruit. But in Ube Eretz Yisrael, Chosim Al Arz Dal Peiro Seha. That's in Simen Reishches, Sif Yud. But extended to that is wine, that is common, and extended to that for Sfardim, he quotes, I never heard it, but Al Arz V'al Mich Yasa. Okay, we continue. Amar v'yisabar avdimi mishum rabbeinu alabaya v'yalmini kufra eggs or meat mivarech betchila mivarech shahakol ubasof brei nefashas rabos make a shahakol brei nefashas v'chulu avol yarkalo, but you don't do that on vegetables. Avar v'yisrak amar afilu yarka, even on vegetables you would do that. Avol mayalo, but not on water. V'rabiyitz v'rapapa amar afilu maya, even on water, one would make a shahakol and a barina fashas. What's the Kurdish machlokas here? Why would you exclude vegetables and water? So the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach both weigh in. The Pnei Yeshua says, what's the machlokas here? Says the Pnei Yeshua. V'nira, the first opinion holds, fine bracha rishona is shayach b'chol davar, because asher l'anos min alom zebel o bracha. But bracha achrona, maybe, is only on a davar chashuv. Right? Because Zavar Chashev is connected to Vyachad of Zadav Arachta, so maybe the first opinion holds meat and eggs. That's Chashev. That's a main meal. Vegetables. That doesn't need a burden of Chashev. The second opinion says, no, even vegetables are Chashev, but water, not water. And the third opinion says, no, even water gets a burden of Chashev. So what is that? Does the third opinion reject the, it's like a totally different type of understanding of burden of Chashev? Or no, even water is Chashev. Even water is important to you. That is the Pnei Yeshua. The Tzlach has a different shot. The Tzlach says, what's the Nekudas of Machlokas? He says, Rabbi Yisrael Rav Dimi holds that, you know why, meat and eggs, I would have thought, because those are Baalei Chayim that you kill, or that you prevent from being alive, an egg. So maybe there we have to give Hakaras HaTov and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because originally they weren't supposed to be eaten by us, but they are now. So Baruch Hashem, we have to make a bracha for that. They make a special bracha for that. But not to grow, not flowers and the grains. Second opinion says no, but even when you cut down something from the ground, it has to grow back, and you're still cutting something, still destroying something. So therefore, you still have to give a karas hatov, you're allowed to do that, but not water, because water is all over the place. The third opinion says no, even water. So different dais, Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach, why I would have limited these brachas. Vaiter, Marzucha, Avik Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Rav Yisima Bar Ashi, Avik Rav Yitzchak. They each did like the other. V'simanech, how do you remember who did like who? Chad Ketrei V'Trei Kechad. The one with two names, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, right, well, Bar Zutra did like Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rav Simi Bar Ashi did like Rabbi Yitzchak. Right, that's how you know the two name person did like the one name person, and the one name did like the two names. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Zimna Tachida Madkarna. When I remember, Avina Kakulu, I do like all of them. Meaning, I make a burin nefashis even on water, and of course, that's what we paskin as long as you have the right shear. Tanan says the Mishnah in Nida, which we had a couple of months ago. Kol she ta'un bracha la'acharav, ta'un bracha la'fanav. Anything that needs a bracha afterwards needs a bracha before it. So we know, every food. V'chayi yeshe ta'un bracha la'fanav, ve'en ta'un bracha la'acharav. But there are some things that get a bracha rishona and don't get a bracha achrona. Like what? So bishlama, the first two opinions on top are fine. Bishlama l'Rav Yisrael Rav Dimi la'fukei yarka, l'Rav Yisrael la'fukei maya, elo l'Rav Papa la'fukei mai. According to Rav Papa, who says you make a burn, a fashas even on water, so what is the item that he makes a bracha before him, but not afterwards? Lafuke mitzvos. Before you do a mitzvah, I make a bracha. I don't make a bracha after I do a mitzvah. There's no bracha achron on a mitzvah. Right, that's what it is excluding. I ula b'nei ma'arava debasa de masaki tefilayu mivarke hashem hashem levaru lishmar chukav. The b'nei ma'arava, those b'nei eretz yisrael that made a bracha when they took off their tefillin of lishmar chukav. We have to guard the chukim. Why? Why? Because Tosfos discusses, because they felt that Lila was Lavzman tefillin, and therefore they dafka, the halacha of tefillin is to take off the tefillin right before the nighttime, so they made a bracha when they took it off. We don't say this bracha. The Elio Rabbah says to say this bracha maybe when you take off your tefillin, because when we say in, have it in mind, in Uvalet Zion, when we say Shenishmerchu Kecha B'Olam Hazeh, and when we say that. But the Minhag Olam is not to do that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Maybe by Rosh Chodesh, when we take off our tefillin anyway, after Uval Etzion, so maybe then we should take off our tefillin a minute earlier when we get up Shnish Baruch Hukecha, as a zecher to the B'nai Ma'arava who used to do this. But either way, we assume, we don't do this, but according to that opinion, they make a bracha afterwards, Lafuke Mai. So what is it excluding? Tosfos here discusses, what about according to us? We don't say this bracha because we all Lila is Mont Tefillin, Maker Adin. Shabbos and Yantif are not Zmant Filin. So maybe we should make the bracha before Shabbos and Yantif. But either way, that is discussed here. So according to this opinion, that they made the brachas after Tefillin, Lafuke Mai, Lafuke Richni, Lafuke Smell. After I smell, Brem Ne Besamim, I don't make a bracha. Lafuke Richni. Why don't you make a bracha after Besamim? After every other Hana, you make a bracha. Why not after Besamim? So we discuss this back in Nida. Rashi says because it's such a small, it's not like food. Or others say that it's not like food that remains, the hana remains for a little while. You still feel it after you eat. After I smell something, it's finished. So that's why lafuke richni, you don't make a bracha. Amar, stop there for a minute. We mentioned then back in Nida, I got a number of comments and emails about this mocker, so I'll mention it again, and that is the Levush. The Levush says that there is one other mitzvah that gets a bracha achrona, and that is the learning, Birchas HaTorah. What do you mean? Says the Levush. Why don't we, just like when we get an aliyah, we make a bracha achrona, so bracha al achareha, so why don't we make a bracha al achareha after we learn? Says the Levush, you do. The first bracha you make, we have two brachas at Torahs. The first one is a bracha al achareha for the previous day's learning. Why do we say it then? Because when are you supposed to say it? Every second that you're awake, you have to learn. So it never ends. You decide to go to sleep, but if you can't fall asleep, you have to be thinking and learning. So you can't make a bracha l'achareha until the next morning. So the first bracha of lasok is bracha l'achareha. Asher bachar banu, just like a bachar banu by an ali is the first bracha you make. So too, that's the bracha l'faneha by learning. That's the levush in, it's right here, Simon Mem Zayin, Ozvav, that's what he says. Why we make two bracha, birchas atorus? Because the first one is a bracha l'achareha after the previous day's learning, and the bachar banu is the l'faneha before the next day's learning. Unbelievable. Okay, we continue. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Kol Shehu. So now we have a couple, some agadata and about different things, about different types of foods. Kol Shehu, kebetza, betza tova mimenu. Anything that's the size of an egg, any food the size of an egg, it's not going to be better than an egg. An egg is going to be the best thing for you. Kiasa Ravin, Amar, tava biasa mugul galta, mishisa kaisi sulsa. A lightly roasted egg is better than six kaisi of fine flour. Kiasar Avdimi Amar, Tava Biasa Mugul Galta, Mishisa, as we just said, a lightly roasted egg is better than this six kasi of fine flour. Matvaisa, if you have a fully roasted egg, Me'arba, it's better than four kasi of fine flour. Mevushalta, if it's boiled, Koshu, Kabetsa Betsa Tava Yemenu. It's still better than anything else that size, Labarmi Bisser, except for meat. If you have meat the size of an egg, so take the meat. That's good. That's good protein. Okay. Rabbi Kiva Amar Afilu Achal Shalak V'chul. Rabbi Kiva said, even if you eat vegetables, if that's your main meal, you bench on that. Umika Midi Davi Shalak Mazoni. Is that possible? Could shalak, could a cooked vegetable? Remember we spoke about shlakos earlier, right? Could a shalak be your main food? Amar Avashi Bekelach Shal Kruv Shanu. Yes, the stalk of a cabbage. That's like a main dish. That's what works. Tana Rabbanan, Tchol Yafal Shinayim, eating spleen is good for your teeth. The Kashla B'nei Me'ayim, but it's bad for your intestines. So you're going to like it at the beginning, but then you're going to pay for it later. Creation, Kashla B'nei Shinayim, Yafal B'nei Me'ayim. And the opposite by leeks, a karish. Right, it's one of the simanim, I think. Karish. Kashin l'shinayim is bad for the teeth, but yafalim ne'ayim is good for your intestines. Kol yerek chai. So now we're going to have a couple of lines, and the Gemara is going to then go into detail about each of these lines. Kol yerek chai morik. Every raw vegetable morik causes discoloration. V'chol katan maktin. And anything that's not fully ripe yet, fully grown yet, maktin, will cause you to become small. V'chol nefesh meshav is a nefesh, and any nefesh, we'll have to see what that means. Any something that was alive is meshav, your nefesh, restores your nefesh. V'chol karav l'nefesh meshav is a nefesh. Anything close to the nefesh, we'll see that means meat close to where the animal was shechted, meshav is a nefesh. Karuv l'mazon, cabbage for food, v'tardin l'refuah, and tardin, radish for refuah. Oilo l'bayis, those are good, and oilo l'bayis shal lefes. Tardin might be a different vegetable, lefes or turnips. Arlo labayisha lefes overes besocho. Woe to the house that has lefes in it. Okay, let's talk about each one of these. Omar mar. This is one of those gemaras that we say, hafokba, hafokba, the gemara has everything. The gemara has medical advice, the gemara has different things about everything. Refer to the Gadaf Be'ian Shir we had last summer on the OU website, Why Learn Gemara. We spoke about the godless of Gemara, and one of the reasons and one of the ideas we spoke about was that the Gemara has a little of everything. Amar mar, tchol yafa lishinayim, v'kashu l'bnei me'ayim, mai takante. So what happens? If you ate spleen, so then what do you do to help out your intestines? Nila sevenishde. So what do you do? It's good for the teeth, and kashu l'bnei me'ayim, chew it up and then spit it out. So it's not going to go to your intestines. Right? Creation, kashu l'shinayim, yafa l'bnei me'ayim. That's the opposite. So mai takante. This is bad for your teeth. So lish l'kinu v'niv l'inu. Just cook it, make it very soft, so you don't have to chew it, and you'll swallow it, so it'll go straight down to your intestines. Kol yerek chai morik, amar Rabbi Yitzchak, besuder bishone shalachar akaza. The raw vegetables are only not good for the first meal you eat after getting bloodlet, because then it's not good. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, because maybe there you have to eat other things. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ochel yerek kodem arba shos. If you eat vegetables early, asur l'saper himenu, person shouldn't talk to him. Why? My tanya shem recha, his breath is going to stink. The Gemara is going to give you good advice. Sometimes you want to be forewarned. Rabbi Yitzchak says a person cannot eat it. They were all sitting. They were brought this vegetable. Two ate, one didn't. Amrulei, they said to Marzusha, who didn't eat. My daitech. To Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ochal yarek kodem abreshos, asur l'saper menim shem recha. What? You hold like Rabbi Yitzchak that you're not allowed to talk to somebody who ate before 4 hours, v'ha'anan t'kachlinan, v'kamishtas ba'adan, but we eat and you're talking to us. So, Amar Lahu, Anad Kidav to Rabbi Yitzchak Sfirale. No, I only hold of the second Rabbi Yitzchak, not the first Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Asa Adam Sheyochal Yerachai Kodem Arishos. I say it's not good for you, but I don't hold of the other one that it causes such bad breath that I shouldn't talk to you. Good. Kol Katan Maktin. What does that mean? Everything small is Maktin. Is not good for you. Amar Chizda, Afilu Gadia Bar Azusa. Even a big fat goat. But if it's small in relative terms, then it's Maktin. V'lo amranel de les bay riva. What does small here mean? That only means if it has not grown to at least a quarter of its size. That's where it's a problem. Aval is bay riva, but if it's grown to at least a quarter of its size, less lamba, no problem. Semicolon. Next. Kol nefesh beishiv nefesh. Every nefesh restores your nefesh. Amra papa. Afilo gildini de begili. Even little fish that are around the reeds, right? So that's what we're talking about here. That's good. That means throat meat. A piece of the animal that's next to the throat, that's karov lenefesh. When you bring me a piece of meat, bring me a place that's close to the place where they made the bracha. I mean the bracha shchita. Ala shchita, they make the bracha there, so bring me a place next to the throat. Good. We can talk a lot about the bracha of shchita, bracha samitzvah, bracha nechalosh shchita. Good. Karav lamazon v'tardin l'refua. These items, karav lamazon in. 1 second. Cabbage is good for food. L'refua lo, but it's not good for refua. Only tardin are good for refua. V'atanya. But we learned. Shishat v'amarapen ezacholam echolyo. Urefuas and refua. 6 things are good for a sick person to eat. V'eloen. Kruv v'tardins. You see, they're both on the list. Umei sisin, dvash, v'keba, v'heres is the womb of an animal. V'yoseres akave, the lobe of the liver. So you see, they're both on the list. Sela'ema, kruv aflamazon. No, you're right. Kruv is good for both. Kruv, tardin is good for refua, and kruv is good for both. For refua and for food. Right? Some things are good for medicinal purposes, but if you eat them normally, they're not good. This is good for both. Next. Oilo labayish alefes overes besocho. Woe to the house that has turnip. Eini, what's the problem? V'amarli rav l'shame, ki chazis lifta b'shuka, when you see a lefes in the shuk, lo temali, but my karchas rifta. Don't ask me what I'm going to have for lunch if you see lefes in the shuk, meaning buy it for me, and I'm going to have that for lunch. So amar abaya, mi b'li basar. It's only without meat that it's a problem. But he was going to, with meat, it's a no problem. For rav amar mi b'li yayin, without wine is a problem. Itma, rav amar mi b'li basar, shval amar mi b'li eitzin. If it's not cooked very well with a lot of wood, if you cook it for a long time, then it's also okay. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mibli Yayin, Rabbi Yochanan Mibli Yayin, Amali Rabbi Lara Papa Sudni. Rabbi says Rabbi Papa Sudni. What does Sudni mean? Many pshatim in the Rishonim. What does Sudni mean? You see on the side, the Aruch says Sudni means one who knows the secrets of God. Sod Hashem Li Reyav. Rashi says a much more mundane pshat. Sudni Rabbi Papa was a brewer. He dealt with beer. You see from other Gemaras. So Sudni is a brewer. Either way. Anan, right? Sometimes you have spiritual different pshatim, and sometimes you have mundane pshatim. Right, the rugged shaver had very long hair. Any picture, rugged, very long hair. So I heard different misorahs. Some say that it was because he didn't want to take off his yarmulke in order to go get a haircut. So that's why he never wanted to get a haircut because he couldn't take off it. It couldn't be even for 3 seconds. The other pshat is that he had a very soft skull, and the doctor said that he can't get a haircut because it might damage his skull. Okay. Different shot than like here, Sudne. Anan, so Rabbi says, Rapapa, Anan, Tavrinon Laba Bistra Vachamra. We literally break it. We break the power of the lefes with meat and wine. Atun, Zelo Nafish Luchu Chamra. You don't have such wine. This is where Rashi gets it from because you're a brewer. But my Tavrisula, what do you use? I'm a little bit tzivi. I use wood. I use wood, like the other suggestion that was given. He had the Bistra, the Rapapa, like his wife. Busted the Mavashala after she cooked it. Tavrala, she broke the power of it. Batamnan Ufi Parsiaso. With 80 logs. And she cooked it for a long time on the fire to make it worthwhile. Good. Tana Rabbanon, Dak Katan Maliach, Pa'amim Shu Mamis. If you have a little salty fish, sometimes it can be terrible. It can be dangerous. Why? When? B'shiva, B'shiva Asar, B'esher B'shiva. On all those dates. Two, not dates of the calendar, but those dates that it's 7 days since it was salted, or 17 days since it was salted. All of those. V'yamri labish esr mishlosha also. V'lo amr nela b'matvi, this is only if it was roasted, v'lo matvi. Meaning, not roasted totally. It was semi-roasted, medium rare. Aval matvi shapir, less lump up. But if it was very roasted, no problem. Udelo matvi shapir, and even if it wasn't, lo armen el delo shasa basre shichra. It's only if you don't drink beer afterwards. Aval shasa shichra basre, shasa basre shichra, less lump up, then it's not a problem. Good, finishing up. Vashosa mayim litzma ovachulu. We had the machlokas in the Mishnah. What bracha do you say on water that you drink because you're thirsty? Do you say a shahakol or a burin afashis? So we say shahakol. So la fuke mai amr vidi barabin la fuke leman dechan kisei umsei. Excluding something, somebody who just got something stuck in their throat and they drink water for that, that's non litzma'o. So in that case, you wouldn't make a bracha. If somebody just drinks something because they got something stuck in their throat, not only can you not make a bracha because you're choking, but let's say somehow you can, then it still, one does not have to make a bracha. Tosis points out here on top that only if you drink water in that case. If you took orange juice, because let's say he's not just choking, let's say you just feel something in your throat, and you're going to drink for that. So if it's water, you don't have to make a bracha if that's your only purpose. But orange juice, anything else, you still have to make a bracha. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Barin, Efashu, Shabbos, Vachasranan, Amalei Rava, Bar Rav Chanan, La'abaya, Va'amilo, Rav Yosef, Hilchas Amai, what do we paskin? Amalei, Pekhazi, Mayam, Adabar. Look outside, look what people do. Right, what do? We say a shahakol before and a burin afashas afterwards. Sometimes when the halacha is not 100% clear, interesting, the Gemara doesn't say this too often, but once in a while, the Gemara says, look, everybody does this, therefore this must be the true halacha. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem will continue. Again, mostly Shabbos, we're going to do Sunday's daf. B'ez Hashem, 9:15, right here.